We have Jennifer Nations, our famous water chick
the
here
water
today.
Chick. Yeah.
College Station's water resources coordinator.
Yeah. Why are you here? It's the grass is green. Everything's fine. People can't be using too much water, are they?
Well, a few are.
Oh, okay.
There's always some who are pulling the weight.
Okay. All right. So anyway, but what brings you in this morning?
Just a couple of things that I wanted to get on people's radar that are going to be in people's mailboxes this month. Two things. One is our drinking water quality report, which we send out whether it's raining or not, because that has nothing to do with
it's pretty
water.
Much the law. Is that right?
Yeah, it is the law.
It okay.
Has to be in people's mailboxes. There's some... a little bit of flexibility happening as far as being able to deliver it electronically, but it's not really that flexible. So we're just going to go with the same thing that we did last year, a very stripped down, just the facts, one page mailer, and then we'll have some more enhanced content on the website.
Okay.
But it's the 2012 drinking water quality report, and you're getting it in 2013, but it's everything that we tested the water for and detected in 2012. And,
have we seen any changes?
Not really, no. And, because College Station is a groundwater system and our water's coming from like 3,000 feet deep, it doesn't change that much. It's just steady. We will test daily almost for some things like chlorine and disinfection byproducts that and coliform bacteria. Those things might change. So those things are going to be different in every year's report. But the metals and minerals and that kind of stuff doesn't change a whole lot from year to year.
Okay. All right. Okay. So that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else?
And then we are doing our annual water conservation study letters again, where we look at areas of the city that have higher usage. And if there's a whole neighborhood that has, generally high usage, doesn't mean they're wasting water, but just if, most of the households in a neighborhood are using a lot of water, then we'll send letters to that whole neighborhood. And they're individualized. It's their water use compared with an estimated water use budget, and then also their water use compared with the neighborhood average. We found that to be really helpful in years past, because people will say, well, I'm using this much water, but what's the guy down the street using, or what's the rest of my neighborhood? Am I higher or lower? So we give that to them, and then offer them the chance to call us for a free landscape irrigation checkup, which anybody can do, but for people who are have sprinkler systems and they're running them a lot. We want to give them some good information and help them use water efficiently.
Sure. I guess y'all keep track of the amount of rainfall, and mm-hmm. We're in a pretty good situation for early June, are we not?
Yes, yes. Yesterday in our staff meeting, we talked about the last 7 days' average water demand, and it was 11.4 million gallons per day, I think.
And what was it like in summers past that we get started?
This time of year, I think in 2011, we were already up to like 16 million gallons per day. And we've had May's water demand was the lowest we've had in several years.
So we're talking a 50% reduction, really.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And that
means that people are responding. And, around mid-April, we started seeing sprinkler systems come on, and we saw the water demand start to pick up. But then when it started raining, people understood that you can go and find that off switch when you get...
Yeah!
Because it doesn't always happen, but...
But also, there's a moisture monitor, too. You can put that in, right?
Mm-hmm.
That will kind of supersede what you've got already set up. All right, if you want some more information about all this. So anyway, so the report's coming in the mail, and mm-hmm. that'll be in the next month or so. And then and then if they want some more information, you got stuff on the website, I'm sure.
Yeah, they can cstx.gov/water, and they can always call me, 764-6223.
There you go. All right, Jennifer Nations, thanks. The water chick from the City of College Station. What else we got going on?
Well, we have a couple of free events this weekend that people might want to take part in. The Bluebonnet Street Rod Club's 22nd annual Rod Run will be at Central Park on Saturday and Sunday. It'll be from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Sunday. For more information on that, go to bluebonnetstreetrodders.com. And then also we have the final installment of the Starlight Music Series for this season. Again, that's a free concert. Gates open at 6 o'clock. Concert goes till about 11. The bands are Midnight Express and the Raz Band. You can get more information at cstx.gov/starlight.